Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
We have talked plentifully. I don't think that's a word. Plentifully. That is a word. We have talked plentifully about HOAs. And Katie, we got to get an update on what's going on in your neighborhood. Because you had an HOA, and then out of nowhere, some youngins tried to start a competing HOA, which I don't even know if is possible or is a thing. So there's been some major back and forth. So just summarize a little bit what you were dealing with and what the shocking update is.
I was all types of confused because after like two back-to-back HOA meetings, apparently they couldn't agree on something. And I'm like, what else is there to agree on? Because all we have to worry about is a retention pond. But whatever it was, is that it was such a heated debate in the HOA meeting that the younger crew in the neighborhood decided they wanted to branch off and create their own HOA. But then it was a matter of, well, where do our HOA dues go to? Are we sending it to the new HOA or the old HOA? And then there was letters going back and forth, like, don't send it to them. We'll take legal action, blah, 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 blah. And I was just so confused. But now I have some more answers. So after another one of my neighbors who I think is starting attempted to start the new HOA group.
By the way, has there been any meetings since any of this? And have you attended any meetings? Or are you just getting this all from neighborhood goss?
No meetings. I'm getting this from the neighborhood goss and the letters that have been sent to my house.
Gotcha.
So between those two things, I'm trying to piece together what is going on. So that's why I was very surprised when a neighbor came to my door and I'm like, oh, it's the HOA stuff again. But this time I was like, you know what? I'm going to answer the door. I have time today. And so,
and we need an update. So thank you.
Yeah. And I need an update, of course. So I answered the door and it's my neighbor who I went to school with. And he's like, look, Katie, we need you to sign this letter because we're trying to overthrow the HOA board.
Oh, now there's a mutiny in the neighborhood?
Now they're trying to overthrow the HOA board. So I'm like, wait. Before you try to overthrow this HOA board, what is going on? Because last I heard, you all were trying to split off and do a second HOA group. He's like, nope, we're not going to do that anymore. We printed out a copy of the bylaws, and we're trying to do everything by the bylaws now. And he has the handbook with him as well. And he breaks down what's really been going on. He said that he, just like me, was not really involved in the HOA, didn't care until he received a letter. And in our letter, sometimes I think it's like an annual letter or something like that, we'll get a letter of the breakdown of what the fees are going towards.
Which is transparency. That's what you want. If you're going to be paying a fee every year, you're going to want to know where your money's going. So that seems legit.
So now, mind you all, there's not a clubhouse in my neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
There's not a pool to maintain.
Uh-huh.
There's just a retention pond.
Uh-huh.
And literally the front entrance that, you know, you would have landscaped. That is it. Apparently, about $10,000 was going towards landscaping fees.
Landscaping can be really expensive.
Now, it can be. But here's the thing. There's not much to cut in the front of the yard. Like, in the front entrance, there's not much to maintain.
Okay.
So he's like, when he saw that, he thought that something was weird because why is all those fees going towards that? And then at the same time, during that time, nothing was going towards fixing the fence for the retention pond.
Okay.
So he's like, the retention pond looks a mess and you're spending like thousands and overpaying for landscaping fees. So that's when he got involved and everyone at the last meeting apparently wanted the HOA board to do an audit. And the HOA board's like, hey, we did an internal audit. We're good. And everyone's like, no.
We need an external one.
We need an external one. So that's where the battle started. The current HOA board does not want to do an external audit. They refuse to try to get an external audit. Mm. And two of the board members resigned because of this back and forth.
And so in the external audit is essentially just like, show us the receipts.
Yes.
Like, show us the receipts from the landscaping company and how much you all spent last year on landscaping.
Yes. So he's like, that raises a flag. You don't want to do an external audit. And then on top of that, at the last meeting, they decided they want to raise our HOA fees and try to have a vote on it after the disagreement and after half of the people walked out the meeting.
Gotcha.
So he's like, there's sketchy stuff going down. So right now, they're at a point where, like, we're going to overthrow y'all. Y'all need to do an external audit. You're spending all these thousands just for landscaping. It is crazy. And I'm like, is it? And yeah.
No, it is.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I would like to draw your attention to your emails because the It Ends With Us drama is now hitting the red carpet. And people are wondering if It Ends With Us co-stars Brendan Sklenar and Justin Baldoni wore the same pink flower pin on different red carpets. Now, why is this a big deal? Why does it matter if they're wearing the same stupid brooch on different red carpets? Well, Justin Baldoni wore this light pink flower on his lapel on one of his blazers at the It Ends With Us premiere. And he had to walk this red carpet alone. He was totally isolated from the rest of the cast. And up until this point, everyone has really thought that the other leading man in this movie, Brendan Sklenar, also was siding with Blake Lively. He posted about her lawsuit on his Instagram story. He was doing all the press junkets with her. But on the most recent red carpet where he was photographed, he is wearing a very, 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 very similar light pink brooch that people think is the same as Justin Baldoni's. And people think this might be a sign that he is actually now siding with Justin Baldoni. Either that or his stylist loves the drama.
Okay. So with Justin wearing that pin on the It Ends With Us, because Lily Bloom is a florist, and did he say if there was any other meeting besides the brooch, like for DV or anything like that, when he was on the red carpet for the movie premiere?
I personally didn't see any interviews about this specific brooch. I think it just looked really good and was kind of a nod to the floral elements in the film.
So that's what I'm thinking, too. So if we're looking here at, what's his name again?
Brendan Sklenar.
Oh my God, and I'm watching 1923.
He's so hot.
He's so hot. All right, so he's wearing, it looks to be the same, like a peony that's bloomed open or whatever. And he's at the Vanity Fair Oscars after party, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That, it makes no sense to wear that pen.
Mm-hmm. Randomly.
Unless you're trying to make some sort of statement.
He's just kind of letting people know, wink, wink, I might be taking Justin's side now.
I mean, it could be, but it just feels like if that was his way of saying, of showing solidarity, saying I'm standing with Justin, that's an odd place to land.
Like
the brooch, that's where... It just seems weird.
No. Like, this is what the girlies do. We see this. Okay. We see the two photos. Okay. And we are picking up on the messages. This is his way, I think, of saying, I'm just letting you guys know. I've seen the facts. I've seen the evidence. And I can't say anything because Blake Lively's going to sue my butt. But I'm actually now switching sides to Justin Baldoni.
Why not wear the full suit? He should have just
wear the whole tuxedo.
And I'm looking at his outfit. The black jacket and black pants are nice. Why is he wearing like a navy blue polo underneath of it?
Is that navy?
Yes.
Oh, that's nasty work.
Doesn't it look or it's a completely different black. You know what I'm saying?
I'm hoping that's the lighting because you're absolutely right. If that's navy. Yeah, he got that wrong.
That's navy for sure. Listen, maybe his stylist needs to. Maybe he fired a stylist, and this is what, like, her last like bomb, throwing this grenade onto the red carpet. But it's just too eerily similar that there's no way that his PR team saw that and didn't immediately clock in and go, "Oh, this might be sending a message."
Or is it because he's at the Vanity Fair Oscars after party, and this was the last movie he's in? He's giving a nod to the movie by wearing that pin.
But why wear the same thing that Justin Baldoni's wearing? Why not just wear the Versace dress that Blake Lively wore on the red carpet from Britney Spears?
Oh my God, I am zooming in so hard right now.
It's literally the same.
Reading up into it too much? Is it just a dude who's like, cool, this, my stylist told me to wear this because it's a nod to the movie, not realizing Justin Baldoni? Like, you would have to track so many styles to not repeat anything. And the problem is it's such a signature standout piece that it seems like it is, but I wonder if it's just pure coincidence because of the lily blooms.
Well, I just think it doesn't go with his outfit well enough for him to really go to bat for this brooch. It does feel so out of place that I almost wonder if it was a last minute decision that they're like, how can we let people know that we've switched sides without making a big fuss about it?
Oh, you think they're going to address it now that this
hell no.
We are discussing at length a brooch conspiracy theory. Just want that to wash over us right now. You think there'll be any addressing of it, or is it just one of those things that you just let land and let people take it where they want to?
Absolutely not. I get the sense that Brendan Sklinner is one of like those good old boys. He's in that Taylor Sheridan show, 1923, and he just seems like he wants nothing to do with the drama. So that's why I'm like, I almost wonder if he's completely oblivious to the brooch and it's just his stylist trying to let people know through clothing. And I almost wonder if he found out at the same time we were all finding out that it was possibly the same brooch. And maybe there was a little bit of firecrackers behind the scenes. You know, maybe he got very upset with her.
Brooch bros. This is different.
Brooch bros. All right. The New York Times might get released from Justin Baldoni's lawsuit against them. I'll tell you what a judge is saying about the case on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
As the people say on social media, I did a thing. I did a thing yesterday that very well could get me in trouble, but hey, it's for the benefit of the listeners, okay?
Okay.
Abby, do you have any idea what I did yesterday?
No, I mean, I heard you do some teases for this segment, so I'm trying to put the pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
And all I heard you say was something about our stomach. So I really hope we don't have to like take shots of hot sauce or something.
No, that's actually a different bit. It's the last
different bit. Okay, never mind.
That's it for the last segment of the show
today.
What
did you do yesterday? Okay, so you woke up, you came here, you drank a lot of coffee.
I did.
Maybe you had a little bit of a nervous breakdown because of the coffee and the caffeine and you just got back on your meds, but then it was all right. Then we got back and we did the show. And then maybe you did yoga after the show. And then maybe you picked up Jimmy from school. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you watched 1923 with Bart and then you went to bed.
I mean, you got quite a few of those, right? But you're missing one important aspect. Mo.
None of those would be a surprise.
That's pretty much KK in a bag.
I don't have a clue. Okay. I have absolutely no idea.
So there's going to be a video that gets posted at the end of the show because I don't want to give everything away out the gate. But here is the first part of the video that I made yesterday.
Hi, it's Kristen. Only reason why I'm saying that here is because I intend on using this audio on the air tomorrow. I am sitting out front of Bert's house. Hollis's truck is right in front of me because Bert and Hollis are in Costa Rica on his winter break trip, having the time of their lives. And I love that for them. Love it. Am I also a little jealous? Yes. Did you see the video of them and all those dolphins? Incredible. So I'm in charge of the show this week and we are running a little low on content. So I decided I could kill four breaks by coming over to Bert's house. I have acquired the code to get in. I have access to his home. So while he's out, I'm going to grab some stuff that you guys can win on the air today. So let's go shopping in Bert's house.
You guys,
what?
We're about to play Buy Bert Stuff.
Did we go to church?
It's yours!
I won it! Yes, Abby, you want it?
I don't know yet. I've been to his house. I might want the house. I don't know about the things in the house.
Now, here's the thing. I'm going to give out the phone. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. 855-237-8746. I'm not going to tell you the first item yet. You're just going to call up. I'm going to take my favorite number, my number 4. And this is called Buy Bert Stuff, right? So for one penny, for 1 cent,
oh my God,
you can buy the first item that I acquired from his house.
Oh, my God. I don't know what you got. I'm low-key hoping it's a scent diffuser because that is what we get the most questions about Bert's house, is
really?
His scent diffuser. Don't ask me. I don't remember. It's some hotel collection. You can DM him.
It was from Sentiment because I also get many DMs about it as well.
All right. So here's a little bit more of me going through the house trying to decide what to select.
Hey, Franny. Hi. No, honey. We're not going to give you away. I promise. I wouldn't do that.
So that was Franny, the bulldog. She went, by the way, worst guard dog in the world. TV was on to keep her company.
Okay. I thought you turned it on to keep you company.
No. We also leave our TV on for our dogs whenever we're not there.
Got it.
So TV was on to keep her company. She has somebody coming in and out. Nobody was there at the time when I was there. So she was just in her crate, just sitting there. And I just walked in the house and she didn't budge. She didn't move. She didn't do anything. She's just looking at me like, hey, girl, hey, take whatever you want.
Now, quick clarification point. You told Franny we're not going to give her away.
Correct.
Accurate, but this is Bybert stuff.
Correct. It is.
So, one penny?
We are not selling Franny for one cent. Not going to say. It didn't cross my mind. All right, so here was the next place I went in this house.
Try the garage. Who wants to win a brand new Bronco? I'm just kidding.
I did rummage through the garage. Really didn't find anything that I thought would be worthy for somebody to buy for 1 cent. And then I went here.
All right, I'm back in the kitchen. He's got plenty of this stuff. Ooh, I'll just do a Nutribullet.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, the first item you can win or buy for Bybert stuff is
you did
the
not.
Magic Bullet.
Oh my
Shut
God.
Oh my God.
Doesn't now, he use that every morning?
Yes, he always has that gross protein broth, chocolate, athletic greens, bone broth.
Peptide, collagen, nastiness,
brown sludge.
Ladies and gentlemen, straight from Bert's kitchen, we have the magic bullet that you see is kind of got like little spots on it because he doesn't clean anything. And there's spots all over here of his collagen shake, which is disgusting.
Yep.
And you get the blades are in here. Needs to be cleaned before you use it.
Okay.
I have the small container and I have the large container. And so this is going to be the first item you can buy of Bybert stuff.
This might be my favorite segment since I've joined the show.
Same.
This is incredible.
What?
Okay. So I got to hide the other items. Because again, you guys, we're doing this every hour.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We are doing
Even
this,
better.
We are doing this every hour on the show. So 1 hour from now, I will be giving away another item from Bert's house.
Oh,
all right. So again, my favorite number is 4. Let's take caller number 4. All right, is it Vincent or Vicent?
Vincent.
Vincent. Okay, they left out the N in your name. Sorry, Vincent. All right, Vincent, for 1 penny, would you like to buy Bert's magic bullet?
Sure.
Yay!
We have a winner.
All right, so Vincent, stay on the line. We're going to get your information, see if you're local, you can pick it up. If not, we'll ship it to you. But yes, sir, congratulations. A more than slightly used magic bullet is going to be heading your way. Congratulations.
I'll give it to my stepdaughter.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Yay, stepdaughter.
Yeah, she wins. She's the real winner.
Enjoy right. your smoothies.
Uh-huh. So, again, this fun little bag here.
Yep.
In 1 hour, we're going to be giving away another item from Bert's house.
Have your pennies ready.
The Bert Show.
You guys hit us up on the regular asking about updates for Bert Show storylines that either we A, forgot about, which is likely because, you know, we cover a lot of ground on this show. Or, you know, you really want to know, did this thing get tied up in a bow or did it just completely implode? And so our follow-up Thursday for today, she was hesitant about marrying her fiance who was almost $100K in debt. But we need to find out if she went through with the wedding or not. Mo, what were some of the other details?
So last year, our listener reached out seeking advice about her upcoming wedding. She discovered that her fiance, who she's been with over 7 years, by the way, has significant debt, almost $100,000 worth. She attempted to help him by paying off $2,000 of his credit card debt, but she still had major concerns about the other debt she would take on once they were officially married. So she considered getting a prenup, which we agreed would be best, but ultimately was hesitant about even going through with the marriage. So what did she decide to do in the end?
Here's the update. It says, Dear Bert Show, I wrote to you last year about my hesitation in getting married due to my fiance's student debt from another email address. At the time, I was struggling with whether I should move forward with the wedding despite my concerns about our financial future. Now, just 1 month before our wedding, I've discovered something even more devastating. My fiance has gambled away all of his savings and has been lying to me about his finances for the last 4 months.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
I'm completely shocked, heartbroken, and disappointed.
A month before the wedding? You find that out?
To make matters more complicated, my bridal shower is next week. It's a combined wedding shower with his mom and family attending.
Abby, hit pause just for 2 seconds because I'm going to throw this out there for people to call. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-2-2-3-
746 237-8746
1-855-237-8746
I say it multiple times a day, but every now and then I just get this hurdle on my just fall flat on my face.
And you start to overthink it. You're like, it sounds right.
Right?
But is that right?
All right. So what I'm asking for you to call is, what did you like a Burt Show book of records? What shocking news did you find out right before your wedding? Like, how close to the wedding did you find out something about your fiance? You're about to walk down the aisle, but then you get like this devastating news. So, and just to see who found out the closest to the wedding, because I feel like a month out, that is so freaking close to like thinking you're about to marry the person of your dreams.
I am completely shocked, heartbroken, and disappointed. To make matters more complicated, my bridal shower is next week, and it's a combined wedding shower with his mom and family attending. My mom and sisters have all spent this time putting this party together for us. I feel awful knowing that our wedding guests have already purchased their flights and hotel stays for the wedding. But deep down, I don't know if I should go through with it. I hear all these stories about people who called off their weddings and go on to find the loves of their lives. Could this be a sign that I need to do this? I feel trapped between the guilt of calling everything off, vendors and venue, and everything has been paid, and the fear of making a huge mistake by walking down the aisle. I do have a prenup in place, FYI. What should I do? Please help. I need advice now more than ever. Hoping to hear from you all, but especially Kristen, Tommy, Cassie, Bert, those who have been married and can offer a marriage lens. Also love Mo and Abby. Would appreciate their insights as well. Thanks for including us. With a heavy heart, a torn and conflicted bride-to-be.
No, you don't. You don't get married. Like, I get the guilt of calling off the vendors, but that is so minuscule compared to what you're dealing with here. And it's not that he gambled away all of the savings. It's that he lied and hid it from you. Mm-hmm. Like that I think is the biggest offense. Don't get me wrong. Gambling away all of his savings is a huge offense. And you can't in 1 month walk down the aisle towards a man that you can't trust. I don't care how many people you have to disappoint. I just feel like either you guys need to work on some stuff and he needs to get his S together and then you move forward with the wedding, or you call off and realize, I don't even know who this person is.
Yeah, this would be a no-brainer for me. I'm calling off the wedding.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think twice about it. I mean, gambling away the debt is going to be a problem. The fact that he kept it from you is a problem. The fact that he decided to tell you right before the wedding is a problem. It's way too many problems to go into a marriage this way. I get being concerned about everybody else, but honestly, that's on him. You didn't do it. I don't even feel like you have to carry the guilt about that. So for me, this would be a complete no-brainer. I'm walking away.
You've got to remember the wedding is a right now problem. Like, it's going to suck right now. It's going to suck for the next year. It's going to suck for the next 2 years. But if you marry this man, it is a 5 years from now problem. It is a 10 years from now problem. It might be a rest of your life problem. So choose the hard thing right now and get it over with so that you don't have to drag out this pain for longer than it needs to be.
I think that it can't be said any better than that. And it seems like an obvious observation, but unfortunately it's not in the way you just said it. Realizing what is a right now problem compared to like a 5 year problem, I think that is the best advice you could give.
That's why I gave it. That's why I said
That's why it was said.
The single non-married woman sweeping in with the best advice for the woman about to. She's like, don't do it, B. Don't do it.
That's how I feel every time. I feel like I've got to say no or move on from a guy. I'm like, this sucks right now to reject somebody, but it's a right now problem. But if I stay in this relationship, then it's going to be a 1 year from now problem.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, our intern, LaMario, he's been doing a deep dive into his family history, and it's been super eye-opening for you. What have you been finding out?
I've been finding out quite a lot.
Yeah?
So I was just hanging out, watching TV. I forgot what the show is called. I think it's like Roots or like investigating your roots. It's like a GPB show or something.
They have celebrities come on and they go back in their family lineage, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was catching that and it was super cool. So I was like, let me see what I can find out. And I put my family lineage or family name on Ancestry.com and start to go down a rabbit hole. And one of the coolest things I find out, my great-great-great-great-grandfather actually volunteered during the Civil War and fought with the Union.
Really?
So, yeah, when the Union soldiers were coming through Cobb County, I guess during like Battle of Kennesaw and stuff like that, he actually volunteered and joined the Union troops. So
yeah, that would have been wild if he came in here and said he fought for the Confederacy. I would be like, dude, what the hell?
That's one hell of a backstory.
That needs to be an even deeper dive.
What's going on out here?
But no, that's super cool that he fought for the Union.
Yeah, I found that out. I've also found out another grandfather on my sister's side of the family, her grandfather actually played for the Atlanta Black Crackers.
Really?
So it was,
I don't feel as a white woman feel comfortable repeating it, but I'm gonna let you do it, Lamar.
I gotcha. I'll take this, over brother. This segment for you.
Let me guide you.
So, in the wacky history of United States, you know, we've been through a couple of exploitative things, and one of those things were the Negro Leagues. So,
of course, I know.
And Jackie Robinson, who also came from the Negro Leagues, was called up. But yes, there were a lot of other excellent players that were in the Negro Leagues that just didn't get the opportunity or the chance to be called up. And actually, I'm related to one of them. Othello Chico Robinson is actually related to my sister, grandfather. He was.
And what was the name of the team again?
The Atlanta Black Crackers.
That was the name of the team.
He was a starting player for the Atlanta Black Crackers.
I never knew that was a team. I was 8 years old. Wow. Okay.
Amber, one of the people who works up here, she actually has the ABC logo on one of her hoodies or one of her jackets. So, yeah, we actually talked about it. And it's crazy. The ABC, and there are some other crazy names that I can't think of off the cuff. But, yeah, the ABC was one of the crazy names I've come across.
It's like if you check out the Atlanta Braves Museum, which I believe should be at the stadium because it was at Truist. So I'm assuming it's also it was at Turner Field. So I'm assuming it's at Truist. They have like a section for.
Yeah, they actually have a section.
For the Negro Leagues.
Okay. Yeah, Negro League section. What else did I find out?
I mean, that's enough right there. What made you decide, hey, I want to investigate this?
The combination of just watching the TV show and then telling friends about it. And then, like, I had a friend who literally was like, slavery was like 300-400 years ago, man. And I'm like,
it was not.
Nah, my brother, like, we literally like a hop, skip, and a jump away from it. Like, yeah. You know? And so we got into the conversation and I started naming some pivotal points and things that have happened, like talking about Jim Crow and things that were just ended like in the, you know, 50s, 60s and stuff like that. So just that conversation led to me being curious, looking things up. I followed my name to my grandfather's name, got the name changed, found out that we were pivotal in Cobb County's history. Like Davenport is the surname for us. And actually, we started a black town in Cobb County. We had the first black church in Cobb County.
Wow. Nice.
So found out a lot of super, super interesting stuff. And now I just feel like kind of in tune with history. Like now I'm hearing things. I'm like,
So you're
gonna
keep going.
What my grandfather was. Yeah.
Does it give you more of a sense of who you are, you think?
Yes. Like I feel more connected to history. Like now I hear stuff and I'm like, oh man, let me wonder where my grandfather was or my grandmother was. And now I kind of have a sense and like, okay, I know I've went back to 1830.
Wow.
And to answer you, Mo, I haven't been able to get past that, but that is actually, sorry about that. That is actually when, like, I guess you would say slavery expanded and started to push up north as far as into Cobb County and it exploded and all of that. So I might not be able to get past that because all I can find out on on any paperwork I'm finding is just sharecropper and his name and his color. He was mulatto, so that's what I'm hoping I can find some other stuff on. Mm-hmm. But I think I might have hit that end of the road. But 1832 is really successful. A lot of people aren't able to go back that far because of all the damaged records and the Atlanta burning, mm-hmm. the Capitol burning that happened, and other things that happened over time. So yeah, I'm super happy that I got back that far.
Would you guys ever want to do that? Like do a deep dive into your family history and lineage?
Yeah. I would. Mm-hmm. I'm actually, as I'm sitting here listening to Lamario, I'm like kind of getting interest in doing it myself. Cause I know it's something that my grandmother has always talked to me about in my life, but I never took the time to actually do it. But yeah, I think you just inspired me. I would.
I actually did this when I went to Ireland last year because I have a Irish lineage cause my last name's Murphy. And so I did like a whole sit down thing with a woman who like went through. And it's funny cause I went to Ireland to find my dad's side of the family with all the Irish roots and they couldn't find anything on his side of the family. So we had to do that afterwards. And then they found a ton of stuff about my dad's mom's side of the family. And we found out that her family lineage is in like a book called Prominent Southern Families, Volume 3 or something like that. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to look deeper than that. I'm going to stop there.
I have a book about Klingshern history. And, you know, I've told you all about my famous auntie Kunigunda. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I need to do a little more deep dive. Yeah, Kunigunda. They called her Aunt Cooney.
Aunt Cooney.
Yeah. I want to know more about Aunt Cooney.
I'm going to bring in a picture of her.
Please do.
Whew, she was a beast of a woman. she was a authoritative. We'll just put it like that.
Okay.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tron's just entered the room.
Fast pass, y'all. I got the fast pass.
Okay, so Tommy's wearing his what is that thing again?
Apple Vision Pro. Life changing.
Life is it?
Look, man, yes. Can put his headphones on. Look,
it's so awesome. I'm looking at.
Were you speaking to the microphone?
I'm looking at a screen that is like from our desk, our big desk here in front of the microphones. All the way up into the ceiling.
I think Disney warned us about this at some point. Yeah. There's definitely a Pixar film about this.
It's Wall-E.
Look, I'm pinching my fingers together and I'm moving them up and down.
Don't do that.
That's scrolling.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Can you like delete us? Can you like X us out?
I can't even see you, Abby, because you're behind the screen. I can see Mo. I can see Cassie. I can see Kristen off to the peripheral through these glasses. But Abby, you're covered by the screen. But bam, move the screen. There you are. Bam, you're covered up again.
Oh, I need those.
I know. As much as I rag on Tommy, or we all do for how they look, because you do look like one of the minions, they are so cool. And he let me try them, and it is an insane experience.
Yeah, it's life-changing, really.
All right, so the reason why Tommy is in here is because he's going to be reading some of our old diary entries, and we're going to try to guess, and I want you listening to try to guess which diary entry belongs to which Burt Show member. So the inspo came from Carrie Underwood, and she recently shared an old diary entry, and she read it from her Idol days. So this was a diary entry from Carrie Underwood 20 years ago when she was on Idol.
I just have to keep in mind that it will all be worth it and the life I've started will be great. Most importantly, I have to remember that this has all been my choice and it's something I've wanted ever since I was a little girl. I know I have some great things ahead of me. Right now, I'm just trying to live in the moment and appreciate it all. I never dreamed that all of this would happen to me. I love it.
Now, I don't know if ours are going to be as inspirational. I know mine's not. So, Tommy, I'm going to let you take it away. So, it was myself, Mo, Abby, Cassie. We all gave you a diary entry. You're going to read, and we're going to try to guess who it belongs to.
Actually, take me out of it. I didn't give one because I didn't keep a diary as a kid.
You didn't.
No, I tried once. I have one diary entry from when I was really young, and it says, I will not hold in my poop anymore because I guess I was anal retentive. And then I just kept getting given books to start diaries, and I never did.
All right, here we go. First entry from the year of our Lord, 2005. OMG, Jesse McCartney was on The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody tonight. I am screaming. He is so cute. I almost fell off the couch. When he sang Beautiful Soul, I thought I was going to die. Like, why is he so perfect? I want to marry him and live in a big house with a pool and a trampoline and maybe a puppy. I bet he likes puppies. Today on Neopets, I tried to play Mirka Chase, but I kept losing. It is not fair. The rednecks are so mean.
The who?
The rednecks.
Okay.
I know. I underlined that. Just right there.
It's short for Neopet eggs.
Then I did the Wheel of Excitement.
There goes the guessing.
And the pant devil stole my stuff.
We already knew.
We all knew.
I hate him.
Do you have a closet obsession with Jesse McCartney?
But it could have been possible.
But then I got a fairy paintbrush. I am so excited. I don't know if I should use it on my Aisha or my Shoiru.
I don't know.
I wish I could have two. That would be so cool. Mom is making me get off the computer because she needs the phone. I remember those days. Why can't we just have internet all the time? It's so not fair. Ugh. Okay, bye.
Well, that the tail giveaway was the year, which was 2005.
It was Mo.
That's easy one.
And then the fact that it was a typed diary entry and not handwritten because she needed to get off the computer so mom could use the phone. So, yeah, that was Abby. I
had to find my old Microsoft Word entries.
I love that you had to get off the computer so mom could use the phone. And I guarantee there's half the audience who does not understand that.
And that's, and it should stay that way for them.
They're lucky.
Those were the dark ages of the internet.
I think all of these are going to be pretty obvious whose they are.
Yeah, that dial-up tone was a... brutal.
Oh, it was a bop.
Here's diary entry number two. Dear diary, yo, the day was great. I woke up, threw on my fresh kicks, and was ready to take on the world. Had a rap battle with Zach at lunch. Crushed him, no question. Probably because his name was Zach. They didn't say that. Or they didn't say that. Oops.
Zach is still one of my good friends to this day.
My boss.
You tell me the rap battle's not about Kristen.
Zach's white, right?
No, he's not.
What?
Zach is definitely black.
Zach's a black dude?
Yeah, his name's Zachary.
Black guy's named Zach.
There's no one else.
There's a lot of black Zachs. I know a couple.
All right, black Zachs, hit me up. I need a black Zach friend.
You're just definitely not going to get him.
My boys were on fire. He didn't even know what hit him. Laughing, crying emoji. Later, my fam had dinner, and we were all just vibing. My little sister just kept stealing my fries, but I let her slide this time. That's sis, you know. I might have even dropped a freestyle at the table, and my mom was kind of into it. She's low-key my biggest fan. Anyway, tomorrow's going to be even better. Catch you later, diary.
I did not have a diary at all ever in my life, but I said make one up if we don't. So that was ChatGPT right there.
All right, so here's the deal. So Cassie didn't keep a diary. Mo, we could tell that was his made up. Abby, just curious, was that legit or was that made up?
Yeah, that was made up.
Okay. Well, here, are you ready? This is real. What you're about to hear is me from high school, and this is 1,000 legit. I actually have the handwritten to prove it. Commence, Tommy.
Oh, my Lord. Dear diary, I woke up in a really bad mood today. Every little thing is pissing me off.
Is this from yesterday?
I was about to say.
This is from the year of our Lord, 2025.
Some things never change.
This is probably, if I had to guess, this is either from 95 or 96.
Wow.
I went in the first hour, and what's the first thing Ryan mentioned?
First hour.
Yeah.
Rachel, what is first hour?
The first period, like your first hour.
I've never heard it.
We had hours.
I got you. All right, what's the first thing Ryan mentions? Rachel.
Ew, Rachel.
Ryan was so hot, by the way, and had the most piercing blue eyes, but continue.
He said she called him like 20 times, asking if he was going to the game. After the game, she called and told him that I gave her dirty looks during the game. She's also upset because we're going to the game together tonight. First thing that came out of my mouth was that I told him he was probably enjoying all this and he wants to cause trouble and see us fight. I think I made him mad when I said that. He promised that wasn't true. I guess I believe him. The second thing was I asked him if him and her were anything at all because I didn't want to come between them.
So I'm so courteous. I'm so thoughtful.
Yeah, you had morals.
Ooh. He said they kissed, but they never went out or dated.
Okay, sleut.
The last thing I said was, if worse comes to worse, I would have to I think you meant stop. It says stop talking.
Yeah, it's stop.
Stop talking to him because I didn't want her saying stuff to people or hating me. I can't stand it when people don't like me. And what makes it worse is that she doesn't know one thing about me.
Oh.
Something's never changed.
Wow. Is Rachel down the hall?
Right. So I read that because, you know, I was going through trying to figure out which one to do. And then when I read that last line, I was like, oh my God, it all started here and it's still going. And this is why I'm in therapy today because of my people pleasing.
She's 95.
The Bird Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
We get to talk about my favorite subject today, which is the Justin Baldoni lawsuit, because we're taking down that big B, Blake Lively.
I'm here for it.
He's ready to go to war, Block A, because Justin Baldoni is...
No, you did not just do that.
Yeah, I did. So Justin Baldoni is suing the New York Times for defamation over an article that Blake Lively's sexual harassment about over an article about Blake Lively's sexual harassment claims against him, but he also has a lawsuit against Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, and their former publicist, maybe current publicist, I can't remember, but the lawsuit about the New York Times publishing all of the details in the complaint that Blake Lively published against Justin Baldoni, that one might actually get tossed out from a judge. So currently he's suing the New York Times for defamation, basically saying you colluded with Blake Lively by not doing your due diligence to interview me and to interview her. You basically just took that complaint and published it as fact. So that's why he's suing them for defamation.
And essentially what he's saying is this was a hit piece. Like, they never had any interest in getting my side of the story. They know that because of her star power or whatever, they're just going to run with this. Mm-hmm. And then I don't have any way to defend myself in the article, which for the New York Times, which is, you know, an upstanding journalistic. I don't even know where I'm going with this. Because they are supposed to be upstanding journalists.
Most of the time.
I'm going to go after them because they did me dirty.
Basically, like, you're publishing it and it makes it look way more credible, which is probably why Blake Lively wanted to collude with them behind the scenes before they even published it. There's evidence that it may have even started as early as October 31st because they found some screenshots where, like, the dates were saved as October 31st. And he's saying that he only got like 12 hours to respond before the article came out. So he feels like this was just unfair. So now, after all of this has started to go to the legal process, a judge has paused the evidence sharing process, also known as discovery, while considering the New York Times request to dismiss the case. So the judge thinks that the New York Times has a strong chance of winning against Justin Baldoni. So this pause is going to prevent any unnecessary legal work if the case gets thrown out. So right now, Baldoni is currently focusing on his lawsuit with Blake Lively, and it is totally possible that because of this pause in the discovery process, it could get thrown out completely and they don't even go to court against the New York Times.
Really? But they can still go to court. This might get thrown out, mm-hmm. but there's still other stuff that would lead us to court, right?
Well, of course, the Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, and publicist lawsuit. So that is for sure going to court. That's going to take place in March of 2026, but the New York Times lawsuit might get thrown out because the judge thinks that the New York Times has a stronger case than Justin Baldoni does.
Yeah.
And I think it's possible that Justin kind of knew this going into the entire legal proceedings because I think he wanted to take action when Blake Lively's lawsuit came out to be like, I'm not going to take this down sitting, and knew that if he went after Blake Lively immediately, people would see that as a retaliatory move. Like, she's already saying that I've retaliated against her. So if I immediately come out with a lawsuit against her, that's going to look bad on me. But if I go after the New York Times, mm-hmm. because I believe they've posted defamatory things about me, I can start with that while I get all of my evidence against Blake, where people, the court of public opinion, can kind of start shifting to me so that when I publish my complaint in my lawsuit, people are more inclined to not just be like, this is me, a man, trying to shut down a woman who says she has claims against me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all going to go down on the happier side of book talk. I will say, despite the fact that I now have mixed feelings about Colleen Hoover, which is the author of It Ends With Us, which is the movie behind this entire thing, I will say she does have another movie coming out. It's currently in the filming process.
Is this the one with Anne Hathaway?
Yes, and
I'm so... Here's the thing. I have such mixed feelings about it because it is one of my favorite books of all time. And now I feel like I have all these mixed feelings about Colleen Hoover as a person because she sided with Blake Lively so quickly. And now it looks kind of... It kind of looks like she's swinging the other direction to Justin Baldoni. But like Anne Hathaway and I can't remember his name. Josh Hartlett or something like that. He is also the other star in the film. And there have been all these photos getting published of them filming this. And Anne Hathaway looks so freaking good in this film. She's going to crush it.
I will say about Colleen Hoover, people make mistakes and people can be very charismatic in winning you over to their cause. And when you only see one side of the story, you might believe it, especially if they're like a nice, warm, friendly person. So if we're operating on the fact that Colleen has, in fact, switched sides from Blake to Justin, I almost don't think you can hold it against her because it shows that she's open-minded and willing to change her opinion, which to me is the hallmark of somebody who is down to grow and admit they're wrong. So in a weird way, it almost makes her likable because, sure, she's not going to come out and be like, I was wrong. But I think that you can't fault someone for their past mistakes if they're working on rectifying them.
And you were very close. It's Josh Hartnett. He was there a heartthrob from my era. But what's the name of the book and what's it about?
So the book is called Verity and it's a psychological thriller. It's starring Josh Hartnett and Anne Hathaway and Dakota Johnson. And it is one of my top five favorite books of all time. It will suck you in like nothing else. Psychological thrillers are not typically my jam, but this one is sexy and it's spooky, but it's not going to leave you like terrified at night. So definitely check out Verity before the film comes out, I think next year. All right, there are tabloid reports that an A-list couple might be separating. This is one of my favorite couples. I'd be so heartbroken if this is true. I'm going to tell you all about it and why people think they're splitting on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.